From the KBIE Newsroom in Columbia, I'm Erin Schrader. The Missouri House Committee's investigation of Governor Eric Greitens has been extended to May 18th. That's 4 days after the Republican governor's trial for invasion of privacy is set to begin and the last day of the 2018 legislative session. St. Louis Public Radio's Marshall Griffin reports.
Despite the extension, the committee will still issue a report this week, says Democrat Gina Mitten of St. Louis County, a member of the investigative committee.
That's not necessarily the final report, but we will be issuing a report and at least partial transcripts of testimony and some exhibits on Wednesday. It'll be voluminous.
Mitten also says Wednesday's report will not contain any recommendations on whether the governor should be impeached. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin, St. Louis Public Radio.
The Missouri Senate has passed a resolution calling for a national convention to amend the U.S. Constitution to limit the time people can serve in Congress. The proposal, approved yesterday in a 22-9 vote, calls for what is known as an Article 5 Convention of the States in order to propose term limits to the U.S. House and Senate. Two-thirds of state legislatures would need to support a convention for it to happen, and then three-fourths of those legislatures would need to ratify any amendments the convention proposed. Other Republican-led states have recently supported similar proposals. The measure now heads to the House. Attorneys suing Missouri Governor Eric Greitens and his top staff over the use of a message-deleting app have subpoenaed the company's headquarters. St. Louis County Attorney Mark Pedroli on Friday issued a subpoena to the New York City-based Confide headquarters. He is seeking account information and tied to 15 phone numbers, Greitens username, his personal email, and any information connected to governor.mo.gov. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports other phone numbers in the subpoena include Greitens Deputy Chief of Staff Nicholas Maddox, spokesman Parker Bryden, and former Deputy Chief of Staff Caleb Jones. A lawsuit filed in December contends the use of the app violates the state's open record laws. Pedroli says his objective is to retrieve at least some of the communications Greitens and his staff made using the app. A Columbia bank is hosting a series of adulting classes for millennials to learn the ins and outs of grown-up responsibilities, such as buying a house or paying off credit card debt. The Columbia Missourian reports that more than 30 millennials between the ages of 20 and 35 attended a class on home ownership from mortgage specialists this week. It's the Central Bank of Boone County's latest offering in a series called The Art of Adulting. The bank surveyed millennial staff and compiled seminars on topics that the generation often finds intimidating. Registered nurse Katie Burton has attended two of the bank's classes. The 30-year-old says the classes have made her more attentive to her 401k program and says she's making more informed investing decisions. Erin Schrader, KBIE News, Columbia.